Update failed. Virus detected. Virus detected. Virus detected. Hi there, I'm Natty Anderson, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. Today, we're going into space. A terrible virus is spreading through computers all over the galaxy, and our new friend Siren is struggling not to give up hope. So stick around to find out what happens in today's Devo, Virus Detected, by yours truly, Natty Mayo. Update failed. Virus detected. Siren stared at the vile green letters on her monitor. There was one last thing she could try. She drew the small drive out of her pocket. The Willpower Program, or WPP, was rumored to be strong enough to revive any device that had been affected by the virus. And Siren's computer had been infected for a long time now. She had tried everything, flying to planets all over the solar system, asking experts, even rebuilding her operating system. Finally, she had built her own copy of the WPP from the coding she'd seen at programming stations around the galaxy. She inserted the drive. This has to work. You could always try the blue button, a small voice whispered in the back of her mind. No, I won't. It's the only option. Siren shook her head. Everyone knew the button was left over from long ago. If pressed, it sent a signal back to the manufacturer, and everyone knew the manufacturer was not to be trusted. A monster that could wipe out her entire system if she gave it access to her computer. She couldn't risk compromising her hard drive. The thought was interrupted as her screen flickered, fuzzy, then checkered, emitting a gentle hum. Siren's heart pounded as the computer monitor simmered out, leaving silence. WPP had failed. She fell to her knees in front of the machine and cried. Everything was on there. Her life, her memories, pictures of her colony. You could always... Fine! Siren jabbed the round blue button in the center of the computer. She squeezed her eyes shut. There was a gentle hum. She opened her eyes. Her apartment was cast in a beautiful blue light. Is that it? Did I fix it? All that searching and all I needed to do was press the blue button? Relief settled over Siren as she skimmed through the files, all safe. But others were out there still battling the virus. She needed to tell them. So let's talk about this story a little bit more together. Do you find yourself in need of a reset, but scared you've gone too far? You're never too far gone. Jesus came to earth to live the sinless life that we can't, and he died on the cross to pay for our sins. He came back from the dead 3 days later, defeating death and sin for you. So, if you think you can't be saved, don't worry, just reach out to him. See the Know Jesus tab at unlocked.org to learn a little bit more about what it means to go to Jesus. Even as Christians, we need to be reminded again and again that Jesus saved us and is still saving us and will save us in the end. What he started, that is salvation, he will complete, as we read in Philippians 1:6. As you and I can read in 1 Peter 5:6, humble yourself therefore under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you in due time. Now I encourage you to read in your Bible, Proverbs 3:5-6, 2 Corinthians 3:5, Ephesians 2:8, and 1 Peter 5:6-7 to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. Have you been interested in writing a devotional for us? If so, I really want to read about it. So head over to unlocked.org and check out our writer's guidelines to find out how you can write for us. Also, have you ever wondered if crime actually does pay? If so, join us for tomorrow's Devo with Dylan. But until then, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.